This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America, as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody, and I mean everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can, and by the way, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Getter, G-E-T-T-R, the same way. And you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the frozen tundra up there in Michigan, because it's colder up there than it is down here, I'll betcha, it's Ron Edwards. Okay. All right. Hold on, everybody. Thank you. All right, they're going back inside. It's 65 degrees, and they can't stand it.
Yes, it's cooler, but not frozen.
Okay, well, it's frozen in upstate New York and some parts of the country down south of you. Go figure.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're really getting some cold weather through the coal mining section of this country. All righty, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, I want to say hello to Ben. It's the first time I've heard from him in the chat room. And he sent me a message and said I was a cop EMT for 25 years. He's apparently out of Boston or somewhere up in that area. And we appreciate him. We appreciate your comments there, Ben. So keep them coming. We'll keep mentioning your name.
Always thank you for service.
Oh, yeah. Retired police officer. You betcha. We definitely support the police here. No ifs, ands, or buts. By the way, let's talk about that for just a second. The election yesterday had some really good results for the Back to Blue movement and not defunding the police and all this other crap, as Minneapolis and Seattle were a couple of areas where they did a backtrack all together.
Yeah, and I was pleasantly surprised that such two such liberal or leftist enclaves had such a good turnaround, in at least in that area. And it just shows that the people are starting to really wake up. And there is, of course, concern about safety. And people are remembering, well, wait a minute. We were safer with more police officers. And they want to get back to having the familiar thin blue line in their neighborhoods and patrolling and catching the bad guys. So kudos to Seattle and Minneapolis.
Well, you're going to see that in Virginia for sure, because the governor says so. Yeah.
Yeah,
And speaking of winning back Virginia, they didn't just get the governor's office, the lieutenant governor, and the attorney general. They won back the Virginia House of Delegates.
And as Trump would say, bigly.
Yeah,
that was a red wave. 58 of 59 localities reported that all precincts have shifted to the right. When they said Monday, maybe upwards of close to 20 House seats or races were available for Republicans to take advantage of.
Yeah.
Wow.
Three times that amount.
Yeah.
There's 100 seats altogether. Yep.
Yeah, you talk about a big-time wake-up. Mm-hmm. Wow. Amazing. Thank God for the people of Virginia. They've wakened up and said, hey, enough of this madness. And Virginia's a great place to live, and I'm glad that they're getting back to a reality in the Commonwealth.
Right, right. And also, our governor, Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis, has introduced a couple of election integrity bills to go before the legislature for the special session that he's just called, including organizing a full-time police unit to catch election cheats. How do you like that?
I love it. Love it, love it, love it. He wants to create, as you just said, election crimes and security to investigate. An Office of Election and Crimes to investigate allegations of violations of Florida's election laws, and it to make it the largest election security office in the entire country with 25 enforcement officers and additional investigators. Man, and they would be solely dedicated to investigating and prosecuting election crimes. I mean, this your governor is a fantastic guy, man.
Well, we're the fastest growing state in the country, so he's not doing anything that doesn't need to be done, because we got to make sure we keep our elections above and beyond board, because we don't want the people coming down here that have been screwing things around up there, screwing things around down here. Ain't going to happen.
Yeah. Hey, man, that's don't let him run for president. Keep him there, because we need. The reason why I say that is because Florida is, in my opinion, soon replacing California as far as economic importance and influence in this country, along with Texas. And we need those two states to maintain their conservative leanings,
if we had a refinery, like I think we should, up there in Pensacola at the old Navy base, if we had a refinery, we would put California to shame.
Yeah. Well, you already do, so many other areas. So,
all right. Hold that thought. Here we come. Hold that thought. Going to break. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook. And we are going to play an Edwards Notebook when we come back, so don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and coming up right now, we've got the Edwards Notebook with Ron Edwards, so here it comes.
Dear government, what have you done good for us lately? In fact, what good have you done for us in 60 years, excluding the terms of Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. After your 47-year so-called war on drugs, you cannot or will not keep drugs off the streets. You cannot or are unwilling to keep drugs out of elementary schools. You either cannot or refuse to keep drugs out of federal prisons. Yet, you have the unmitigated gall to want and to expect me to disarm myself and trust that you are both willing and able to keep guns from criminals and protect we the people from domestic criminals, foreign enemies, and illegal border crossers who are now wreaking havoc throughout these United States of America. Surely, you government officials have enough mental bandwidth to understand my hesitancy and flat-out unwillingness to go along to get along with your desire to disarm me and my fellow law-abiding sovereigns here in America. Since you, oh government, cannot tell me what good you've done for we the people lately, I beseech my fellow Americans to stand for liberty, keep your powder dry, and trust God. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
There you go. The RonEdwards.com is the website to go. And by the way, while you're there, don't forget to take a look at the Constitutional Grounds display that's right there. Because if you want some good coffee, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. And all you got to do is go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display on the RonEdwards.com website, make your purchase, and don't forget to utilize the RE20 promo code because you're going to receive a 20% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee, Ron,
you want in your cup.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Okay. Now, let me switch that over there so we can go back over here to what we were doing. Of course, the governor here in Florida is, I mean, you just, what can I say? I mean, the guy is just top shelf.
Yeah. And like I said, you guys need to keep him there. Don't let him go and run for president in 24 because although I think he would make a good president, we need governors like that in great states like Florida and like they have in Texas and a few other states where Republicans are making big positive changes. And we need the states to be strong to counter the federal government, which seems to be going loco. And so, I mean, on every aspect of life, it seems that Governor DeSantis is getting it right. At least from a distance.
Well, I'll tell you one where we got it right. With the concealed carry law down here, we're okay when it comes to that. In the meantime, the Supreme Court is taking aim at the restrictive New York State concealed carry law, and it looks like as if they could, by the questions we're being asked and the answers being given, it looks like they could decide for the gun owners' rights there. I certainly hope so.
Yeah, that would be a great service to the good people that live in New York, the great city of New York especially. They've been strengthening Second Amendment protections in the recent years, and many say that the fact that the court now has it's a 6-3 conservative supermajority. I don't think so. Not with some of the other rulings. But anyway, District of Columbia versus Heller in 2008, remember the Supreme Court held that the Second Amendment protects the individual right to possess and carry weapons in case of confrontation. And that's all what it's all about, Captain. It's just, recognizing your right to protect yourself. And since, by the way, you've got this a goofy mayor number two that's been just elected.
You mean the police captain?
Yes.
Eric Adams? He actually said something that I agree with, and I'm gonna read you what it was that he said.
I've got to sit down. Hold on.
He's hit the reset button on the de Blasio administration's dysfunctional relationship with business leaders and the police. I agree.
True, but...
But what's the reset? Things. What's the reset going to be?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. He did say that... Because he agrees with Black Lives Matter. He has said that in the past. He has been very radical in his racial views and other views as well. So New York, in my opinion, cannot take another administration of this ilk. And we were hoping that from afar that Sliwa would have won.
Well, he just didn't have the enthusiasm. He didn't put it out there for the people.
Yeah, well, there was enough of a difference. I mean,
he got beat 2-1, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I guess sometimes in some areas, people love the lash of government.
And well, what they're banking on, and I can tell you this from my brothers of the badge up there, what they're banking on is that Adams is going to go in there and straighten out the police problem and put the police back on the streets where they need to be.
Okay.
That's what they're banking on.
That's not what he has said.
We will soon know. Well, no, he did say that because I heard what he said at the night of his speech or his election.
No, anyway, I mean in the past.
Who knows? Sometimes a leper can change their spots a little bit. Okay, 72% say the cancel culture is completely out of control.
Oh, gee.
Only 72%?
Yeah, I was going to say, no stuff, Sherlock. But, 72%, you've got about 27% or so of Americans who agree with all of this, or 28% who agree with all this madness. And so they're just there to stay, I guess. And, when asked which is more important, protecting people from speech that is offensive or protecting freedom of speech, and it's about 75% chose freedom of speech. while only 15% said protecting people from speech that is offensive. Now, who's to dictate what is offensive and what is not?
Good question.
Yeah. So it all plays into what happened Tuesday night in the election that saw a mini red wave, only in Virginia, technically, and, you know, deep blue cities like Minneapolis and Seattle.
Yeah.
But you still, I mean, let's look at New Jersey just for a quick second. The people there, they love what's going on, I guess, even by a slim margin. And for the first time in many years, you had a Democrat reelected in the great state of New Jersey. Yeah. So some people don't. It takes people a long time to get tired of socialism in some locations.
Too much free stuff.
yeah, I guess so. At the expense of others.
All right, let me bring this up because this is really interesting.
Sure.
Buffalo had a situation where they had their mayor 16 years, Fred Brown, running. No Republican candidate, but they had a socialist candidate, a Democratic socialist candidate running, who was endorsed by Bernie Sanders, AOC, and Chuck Schumer. Now, they were going to have an interesting race there until a write-in campaign started, and it appears that this Democratic socialist lost to the incumbent mayor, Mr. Brown, who's still going to be the mayor, and he's at least a little better than the socialist that was in there that would have really rocked the boat.
Yeah, I think, thank God, that that did happen, even though I'm no fan of Democrats either. But you're right. He's marginally better than an out-and-out socialist. In fact, God bless Buffalo. They've been doing some good things near waterfront and some nice revitalization efforts in sections of Buffalo. So,
all right. Hold the fort. We're gonna take the call here. Okay, Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's going on?
Yes, Captain. Taurus, Eric Adams said he's going to be shooting up and burning down his city. And as far as the police problem that they have in New York City, it is the vaccine mandate that they're protesting against, and I don't blame them. But as far as Lindsey Graham goes and the gun issue, he was saying that during the so-called Democrat insurrection, that they call an insurrection at the state, at the U.S. Capitol building, he said as far as the police, the Capitol Police, said you guys have guns, use them, shoot them, and all this kind of crap. This is Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, I heard him. I heard him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lindsey.
Yeah, I heard that also.
Okay. Let's go because we're running out of time. Ron, you got about you got about 10 seconds to answer it.
Lindsey needs to go, and that's it. Lindsey must go.
Okie dokie. I will talk to you again on Tuesday, and we'll have your Edwards Notebook up on a Saturday show. So have yourself a great weekend.
All right. Take care, guys.
Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. You hear it here 3 times a week. And we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Iran has said it will resume multilateral talks on November 29th in Austria's capital, Vienna. Six rounds of talks with China, Russia, Germany, France, and the United Kingdom. The United States will be participating indirectly. The World Health Organization on Wednesday approved the Indian drug maker Bharat BioNTech's Covaxin COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. The approval should help with global coronavirus vaccine supplies, particularly in low-income countries. Philadelphia's Public Health Department said certain providers will begin administering COVID-19 vaccines to children ages 5 to 11 immediately. The CDC recommended the two-dose Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine on Tuesday. Democrat incumbent Philip Murphy was re-elected governor of New Jersey by a slim margin, overcoming an early deficit by GOP challenger Jack Cittarelli. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha, God bless America. Now, you know, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up into the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. You heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and their motto happens to be whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Now, it all starts with Moss Care. It gives you many miles of carefree motoring with the free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. You can't beat the selection at Moss either. They've got the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors, all the accessories you could dream of. By the way, trade-ins? Oh, yeah. If you haven't heard, your ride is worth 25% more than what it was back in January. That's just a fact, but because of inflation. So find out what your vehicle's worth. Take it up there and get it appraised. Maybe you can sell it right there and put the money in your hand and take an Uber back home or whatever, or wind up with a different vehicle. By the way, off-lease vehicles that have come off-lease with low mileage are a great way to go, and they got plenty of them up there, too. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save package for active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, who all get taken great care of. So, stop by Moss in Crystal River, Moss in Newport Richey, Moss, Nissan, and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And remember, you can always check them out online by going to Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them your captain sent you. Now, if you get in a test drive with a Rogue, you're going to fall in love with that baby. You're going to think you're in a Murano. The brand-new Rogue is the hottest SUV in the market right now, and they have opened that thing up to where it's got a lot more room in it than what it used to have. So that's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. All right. I'm going to play something now that I haven't played in a while, and I got a request for this the other day from a couple of different listeners because of the mood of the country and whatnot. This is something that will make you feel proud to be an American, and it's called The Ragged Old Flag by Johnny Cash.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare, and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. She's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
And why wouldn't you be proud of that ragged old flag? Unless there's something really wrong with you. You know, American flags are meant to be flown wherever they're at. Matter of fact, we've got several of them right here inside the studios where I'm at. I got one big one on the wall right in front of me. I got one up on the window. Well, I got two little ones on the window. I've got one over my corner, my left shoulder here. And, of course, every studio in here that you see, there's an American flag in it. We are what we are, and we stand for what we stand for, America first, and everything else that comes with it, because we're all Americans first. And you can be whatever else you want to be. You can be a Christian, you can be born again, you can be whatever, but you got to be an American first, because if you're not, nothing else really matters. And people, you know, some people take it the wrong way, some people don't, but you have to, if you got to stand for something, you need to stand for your country. Now, I got a question by one of the listeners about this job listings thing. And job listings now are requiring, it says to inquire for this post, you must be vaccinated. You're starting to see that on some of these jobs that are out there. Now, there was a question as to whether or not they could put that on there, but I don't know what the answer legally is, or I'll try to find out. I know they're not supposed to be able to ask you. Same way with the vaccination passports and all that stuff. They're not supposed to be able to ask you, or you don't have to show them that. But I guess things are changing. But again, I don't know what the law specifically is on it right now, but I will find out. Now, the L.A. sheriff, who I'm beginning to like more and more, says that he will not enforce the vaccine mandate. Will not enforce the vaccine mandate. And Ford is going to make the most out of their 32,000 U.S. salaried employees. They're telling them all to get vaccinated now. So good luck with that. The Senate Republicans are seeking to stop Joe Biden's vaccine mandate on businesses. Good luck with that. We'll see. They don't have the votes, but maybe they can come up with the votes after this last election, you think? We'll see. We'll see. And the Senate confirmed a new ambassador to Israel very quietly. His name is Thomas R. Nidlas. I guess that's where you pronounce that. He's from Minnesota. He's going to serve as the ambassador to Israel. So, good luck with that. It's not an easy job. And James Carville. You got to love James Carville. He says the stupid wokeness hurt the Democratic candidates. Well, it did. It sure did. And by the way, let's not forget, a federal judge will hear arguments today on Trump's executive order privilege. I don't know how soon the decision will come, but they're going to a federal court, and they're going to make a decision on whether or not Trump's executive privilege covers not releasing that information that Biden says, oh, yeah, you want information about January 6th? You want it from Donald Trump's files? We'll give it to you. We'll find out. Now, one other little thing. The woke media is now focusing on the Braves chop that they do at the ball games, adding insult to Atlanta's injury with moving the All-Star game. They're finding it questionable that they're able to sit there and do the chop when they play the Braves song. That's really reaching. That's really reaching. And it's just plain dumb. But then what do I know? All right, I do know this. Coming back with the final segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, so don't go anywhere. We shall return. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break with friends.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. I'll be in Bradenton today, by the way. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks. On the south side of Clark Road, look for the big 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, too, unlike the big box stores that don't want to know you. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Make sure that you give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store and do that. Now, don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, Nancy Pelosi, a.k.a. Nancy P. Lousy, informed the Democratic lawmakers yesterday that a paid leave provision will be added back into President Biden's social spending bill, a decision that could draw the ire of moderate holdouts, including Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. Now, the proposal, set to be included in the legislative action outlaws or outlines, 4 weeks of paid leaves. Of course, the paid leave, you might remember, was scrapped from the previous versions of the bill amidst opposition from Manchin and several other senators who had raised concerns about the cost of the expanded social programs. But what the hell? You just got your butts handed to you in an election. Let's go for broke. That's what she's going to do. So as we're reviewing, and this is Nancy talking here, as we are reviewing priorities, and at the urging of many members of the caucus, I have asked the Ways and Means Committee for its legislation for paid family and medical leave to be included in this morning's hearing. Chairman Richie Neal and the committee staff have worked on this priority for a long time, and we're ready for it. Well, you might be, but the country's not, and the cost of this isn't either. Cost isn't either. They forget about what it costs to put this stuff together. Now, do they do it on purpose? Probably. Probably. So who knows what else is going to happen. Now, the economy, of course, is tippy-toeing along. Inflation is very much a part of the problem. The Fed has started a shrinking bond purchase, saying that they see the end of the monetary stimulus by June. And that's because the Federal Reserve said it will begin dialing back its bond-buying stimulus this month, reducing purchases by some $15 billion this month, and then again next month. Now, the Fed announced on Wednesday that the size of reductions in the future could be adjusted depending on economic conditions. Now, for now, it plans on reducing Treasury purchases by $10 billion a month and the mortgage security purchases by another $5 billion. And at that pace, the Fed would be out of the program altogether in June. Now, we know that factory growth, the orders, have slowed in September amidst the supply chain chaos. Growth of new orders for U.S.-made goods slowed in September because of the shortages of factory inputs and the supply chain disruptions. The Commerce Department said yesterday that factory orders had increased 2% in September. That was in line with forecasts and slower than other months from the months previous. Well, by the way, private payrolls have jumped by 571,000 at large businesses, and adding workers and leisure reopening accelerates. Now, the big businesses hired aggressively in October. This is for the Christmas rush that they think they're going to get. They may or may not get it. They may have Christmas in September or in November. At Thanksgiving, that may be when the Christmas shows up, the buying. But they're pumping up the private payrolls more than expected, and we'll see what happens. Economists had forecast some 400,000 jobs, but 571,000 jobs were in fact filled. So we'll see. We'll see what's going on. And of course, it's a never-ending battle when you talk about the money and the finances. Never-ending battle. Now, we also know that in Virginia, it was asked about, well, how come Terry McAuliffe had been a governor and then he didn't run again and he didn't run until this time around? Well, here's why. In Virginia, governors are limited to a single term and elections are held in odd-numbered years, making it the go-to gauge of voter sentiment before the midterms. It usually is a warning for the party in power in Washington, D.C., and this year was no different. Now, McAuliffe was governor a few years ago, and then he bowed out. He could have run right after the governor that was in the middle between him and where we're at right now with the situation. But he chose not to do so. He waited till now. So he waited an extra 6 years. Now, Democrats only have a 5-vote margin in the House and a single vote margin in the Senate. And I will tell you that historically the party in power almost always loses seats in the Congress. But in 2022 nationally, is this going to be anything like Virginia 2021? Oh, yes. Democrats are going to lose a lot more than normal. Now, let me take you back to 2009. The Democrats lost 63 seats. 63 seats in 2009. Why? Obamacare. Obamacare. Think about that for a minute. Look at where we're at right now with all this inflation and all this nonsense going on, and we didn't bring our people home out of Afghanistan. You don't think this is going to come back to bite these people? I'll bet they lose 63 seats or more in the House, and I'll bet they lose at least a half dozen to a dozen seats in the Senate. That's my little prediction, based on what I keep hearing from the people around the countryside who've had it with this bunch. They've had it. They can't wait to vote. They can't wait to get rid of them. And why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? What have you done for me lately, this bunch, except hand out a bunch of free stuff that everybody's having to pay for on this end? And by the way, how about that lieutenant governor in Virginia, Winsome Sears, first black woman elected to Virginia statewide office? She's a Marine. Her husband's a Marine. She's going to get a little bit more polish on her, and she's going to really shine when it comes to doing a great job. That's my opinion. And we'll see what happens after all that. Now, AOC backed some people in this election. One of them was the socialist defeated by a write-in campaign up there in Buffalo. That didn't work. AOC stepped out of her league and got up there in the Buffalo suburbs. They don't care for the downstaters up there. We could have told her that, but what the heck. Let her go up there and stumble on her own. By the way, did you hear about Cher? Cher. I really can't figure out what she's worth anymore or what she's doing. Everything she did was in the past. But anyway, Cher freaks over the Youngkin win. GOPs are Nazis, she's quoted. Nazis, she's quoted saying. GOPs are Nazis. And it'll make the USA look like a whites-only club. Cher, you are in a whites-only club. Gee whiz. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay, well, you can hear the music. I can hear the music. I will see everybody down there in Bradenton today for lunch at Mixon's Fruit Farm. Can't wait on the Captain's Club. I'm all psyched for that. You guys and gals have a great day. Tomorrow's Friday. We'll be back with the Friday show. God bless America and stay low.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.